He's doing good, you know. I'm happy with him, very happy with him. He worked good here, worked a real solid three quarters, 112 and three. Since then, I come back with a light 5/8 with him, probably lighter than I wanted, but that's... I said I've been watching Steve Asmussen train too long.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a horse that just has so much ability, and you keep waiting for him to put it together someplace other than Churchill Downs. And I think he's starting to kind of get that reputation of, hey, he can only win at Churchill. I don't think that's true.
No, I don't think so, you know, because you go back to the Haskell. He ran a really tremendous on a speed track there. You know, he ran tremendous there. He does have to step his game up, you know. I'll be honest, he does. But I know it's in there. I just got to get it to produce it.
Yeah, what's a trainer have – the face when that happens, when the horse, you know, he's so good and you just can't seem to get it, you know?
A lot of criticism.
Yeah, well, you know, that comes with the, every time you put one in a race, you know. I had a client come out to watch their horse run one time. It was a short price, like 3-5, and the horse got beat. And they were bad-mouthing me as I was going down. A friend of mine was in my box, so they were all sitting there, and he says, you know, you're a stockbroker, right? And the man said, yeah. He says, you know, when you buy a bad stock for somebody, they don't put it in the newspaper the next day. But when Jude runs a horse and it gets beat, it's in the paper,
yeah.
Right?
So yeah.
We know what that's like.
Oh, yeah.
But do you try to do something different, or do you shake things up? What would you do?
Yeah, you always – I toyed with the idea of putting blinkers on him, and he didn't like them, hated them. So that idea went out the window very quickly, because he did not like having blinkers on, you know, full stop. So I knew that wasn't going to work, you know, because then I'm going to have just a ticked-off horse, you know, running around there not being happy. So I had to change his training, just change it a little bit, tweak it a little bit, just trying to get that little extra out of him.
You know, they often say that when horses come here to Saratoga, they blossom, they become a different horse. You're starting to see that from McCracken maybe a little bit?
Well, he looks great. I couldn't knock the way he looks. He looks fantastic. He's held his weight good, screaming for his food every day, you know. So he's giving you all the signs that, you know, that it's in there. You know, there's a big race there. I just need to get it done.
He seems like a horse that needs some tempo. On paper, it looks like Diversify wants the lead. Mind Your Biscuits is really more of a sprinter than a distance horse. Do you think maybe he gets that pace he needs to set him up?
Well, that would help. But then you start looking at the form there, you know. You see that you got Diversify, you got Mind Your Biscuits, and you got Chad's horse, Backyard Haven. There's speed, but then there's a lot of horses that are very similar to McCracken. So where does that put you? You know what I mean? Really, that's why I've got Brian. He knows the horse so well, and he's got to judge, you know, if someone else goes and wants to push that pace, you know, he can back off of them. See it. If there's a big gap between those leaders, then there's a big gap there, and then there's closers behind us. Well, we can't sit behind them closers. We need to be in that position, and anyone can see that is Brian during the race, you know. So you just have to trust him.
Visiting with trainer Ian Wilkes here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. You're listening to Express Bet Radio. Ian, you mentioned Backyard Heaven for Ken Ramsey. Ken said at the post position draw the other day that he was just looking forward to getting another kiss from Mary Lou in the winner's circle. You've been there before in 2012 with Fort Larned. I'm not going to ask you if she's a good kisser, but,
good.
But you know the feeling of being in that winner's circle for the Whitney, and Fort Larned's so brilliant.
Oh, yeah, that's special, you know, and, you know, I'm very fortunate to train, as I've said, you know, words can't express it, you know. I'm fortunate enough to train for Mary Lou and John Hendrickson, and to be able to accept that again from them, it's just priceless, you know, and there's a lot of things that can happen special in the game, and that'd be a special thing.
What comes to mind when you think about that year you had with Fort Larned and everything he accomplished? He would go on and win the Breeders' Cup Classic later that year. Do you ever stop and just think about it and maybe pop a tape in or pull it up online and watch some of those?
Yeah, you know, you'll go back and relive the memories, you know. It just showed how brilliant this horse was. When I had him right, no one could beat this horse, you know. He's so fast. He could go 134 in hand and then make a 5/8 a mile move as well, you know. As well as doing that, make a 5 and really get all the other horses. His strength was he could take the other horses out of their game and make the closers move early so it gets them out of rhythm. You know, they're not sitting there. And last year, well, that year, 2012, I said to Brian, and that's probably the only time I predicted how the race would be perfectly run. I think I've given up after that because I haven't been very right since.
But he kind of reminds you of Diversify a little bit in that respect, that he can go to the front, he can dictate the pace, and he can control things and make you have to make your move sooner. Otherwise, he's too far out in front by the time you start to run.
Yeah.
And, you know, talk about that relationship with Brian. I mean, he rode a horse for us when he was a bug boy, and I told everybody that I knew this guy's going to go places. But he's very quiet. He's like you. You guys are like the greatest unsung duo of all time. you never brag. I always tell people, Ian never brags about his horses. He never shoots his mouth off. He just lets them do the talking.
Yeah.
You know, and you and Brian, I mean, you're like 1 and 1A. I mean, you guys just have the greatest rapport, and you win races with horses sometimes that I think people don't pay attention to because you guys haven't been shooting off your mouth and all of that.
Well, you can have fun in the game, and when you get a good horse and just have a little, you know, dig with someone, just rah, but it's a very humbling game. If you soon find out very quickly, you know, because 1 minute you think you're a genius, the next minute, you know, you're just really, you know, the adversity of the whole game, you know, it can be very humbling.
He's as good as it gets. It's Ian Wilkes. It's a busy day for him. We'll let him go. Busy weekend. Good luck tomorrow, my friend.
Thanks
for coming
by. Appreciate it.